A federal judge is weighing the Biden administration's attempt to block a controversial Texas abortion law. At stake is access to abortion in the country's second largest state. Lawyers for the Justice Department and Texas made virtual arguments today. NPR's Carrie Johnson listened in, and she's here now to talk more about that case. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Leila.
Carrie, we've been hearing a lot about the Texas law that took effect a month ago. What's the DOJ's argument here?
Abortion providers say the law effectively bans most abortions after 6 weeks, a time before most people even know they're pregnant. And in court today, the Justice Department said women have been left desperate, forced to flee Texas to get abortions if they have the resources to do that. The Justice Department argues this Texas law is blatantly unconstitutional under Supreme Court precedent. They say it's not even close. And Justice Department lawyer Brian Netter said the state is engaged in vigilante justice to scare abortion providers. That's because Texas has basically deputized private citizens to sue anyone who helps women get abortions. That could be doctors, Uber drivers, and then allows those plaintiffs to collect a minimum of $10,000 if they win in court.
So how did Texas defend itself in court?
Texas says the federal government, the Biden administration, is claiming pretty broad authority here, pretty broad power. Will Thompson, a lawyer for the Texas Attorney General, said the Justice Department was being inflammatory and hyperbolic in its rhetoric. He says the Justice Department hasn't shown it's been injured in some way that would give it the ability to sue in federal court. And Texas also says this law is constitutional, but that if the judge disagrees, the state wants to be able to appeal quickly to the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court, which leans conservative on most social issues.
And how are people reacting to these arguments?
Whole Women's Health, which operates clinics that perform abortions and provide other health services, has said in court papers that if the judge blocks this Texas law, even on a temporary basis, it will return to providing abortions even past 6 weeks of pregnancy, and even if it exposes workers there to these civil lawsuits. The CEO there says women can't wait for years for all of these issues to wind their way through the courts. Now, Texas Right to Life, the group called Texas Right to Life, says it thinks an impartial judge will throw out this Justice Department lawsuit. Kim Schwartz from the Right to Life calls this case, quote, desperate and far-fetched. And meanwhile, Leila, there are some other legal challenges underway in court, too, including at least three cases filed against an abortion provider in Texas who says he performed an abortion after 6 weeks. These are three challenges filed under this new law against a provider of abortions.
Now, Carrie, there's obviously a great deal of interest in what happens next. Any idea when we might get a court decision?
Judge Robert Pittman, who heard this case today, thanked the Justice Department in Texas for these arguments. He said he's getting to work on what he called an appropriate order in the case. Then he wished the lawyers a good rest of the day and a good weekend. We're not sure if that means he'll take a few days to consider these complicated issues. You could certainly understand why he would need to give this a good think. But whatever this judge does, most legal experts think this is going to wind up at the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court and ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court that will have the final word here. Really, the only question now is whether they're going to handle this matter this term or whether it kicks into the next Supreme Court term.
That's NPR's Carrie Johnson. Thanks, as always, for your reporting.
Happy to be here.